Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchups episode for the defense, the Ravens defense, that is, with my co-host, Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Doing a little worse than we could expect with the loss against the Raiders, but looking forward to this next matchup against Dallas.
Yeah, definitely. It feels like things are getting more tense here as it goes on. Amazingly, the Ravens still the betting favorite in the AFC North at this point. A tough division, but they're right there with the Bengals in the betting. And the Bengals are 0-2 as well. I haven't looked any better, I don't think. But anyway, this is a Ravens team that has a particular weakness. We're going to start on the defensive side of the ball, where I don't think most of their weaknesses are. But we'll talk about the important matchups they need to win, at least in our mind. And I'm going to go ahead and start this week with control the run game, with the outstanding front five they have had right now, the various combinations of the front four and front five. Front five would typically be the base defense. It's mostly the front four that they're showing. They have a lot of combinations, and pretty much everybody is performing above expectation. Now, let's take a look at the individuals. We've got certainly the big three pass rush defenders in Pierce, Madubuike, and Jones are all already playing at a high level. Broderick Washington has played at a level that's higher than what we would expect. Justin Madubuike getting tons of pressures himself, as opposed to just cleaning up. Wasn't his only game last year, but it's really nice to see a high level of pressures, which hopefully support a good number of sacks this year as well. And then on the edge, I don't think it's a stretch to say the Ravens have exceeded all expectations with what they've gotten out of Owe and Van Noy through 2 weeks, and this will be another test for them in this third game. But the Dallas offensive line, pretty good in the middle, pretty bad on the edges, with a couple of inexperienced or less experienced tackles. And they need to control whatever remnant there is of the Dallas run game without resorting to any unusual measures. This is not a team where you have to send a bunch of run blitzes or, you know, commit.
Add a defensive lineman.
We'll probably see mostly big nickel. And we'll probably see little base. That's a good example where we do it. And a lot of that's dependent on the health of Kyle Hamilton. But we probably will see mostly big nickel, I would think. And winning these down and distance matchups early, and the Cowboys have not been able to run the football to date, will set up some good opportunities on later downs.
Yep, I agree. I think our defensive line has probably been our strong point of the team so far. They've proven to give max effort in terms of getting to the quarterback and also stopping the run. I think we've had really a handful of big runs in the season, which haven't really resulted in too much damage. Mm-hmm. Really, the only issue I have is Broderick Washington can get blown off the ball at times compared to some of the other defensive linemen like Jones and Pierce who are able to really hold their ground. I think other than that, Urban is still a contributor, made a big tackle in the first quarter, was able to continue to be a difference in the pass game as well. So I think making the concerted effort to potentially stay in base until our offense is able to outscore Dallas, kind of like what the Saints did, and just make them one-dimensional again, I think that's going to be the key in the beginning of the game.
Like you what you mean in terms of stay in base is not stay in the in a base 3-4 defense, because with the Ravens going to want to, particularly against Dallas, to have five defensive backs on the field almost every play. But they may be in a position where they could play some big nickel and only have, you know, even when they have two defensive linemen, they have an extra good tackler on the field in Hamilton.
Okay. Makes sense.
I think that's what you mean. You don't really mean that they're gonna have three down linemen on a lot of plays early this game. I don't think.
No, not 3-4. I meant nickel as in base, because that's essentially what we've been doing so far.
Gotcha.
So yeah,
gotcha.
But big nickel definitely makes sense in terms of trying to stop them on the pass and have some balance in the run game as well.
Yeah. Dallas has had very poor ability with yards after contact and with missed tackles. That's something that Elliott had been good when Elliott was really good. That's something he was quite good at was creating a lot of missed tackles, having yards after contact, but that's not the case anymore. And you got to put him on the ground when you get the chance. You got to have contact in the backfield when you have the chance. You got to turn those plays inside. You got to bifurcate the backfield with penetration. There's a lot of ways to stop the Dallas run game, and obviously it's been stopped to date. The Ravens would really behoove them to have a performance they did that was similar to what they did against the Raiders in the run game last week, and hopefully not have other elements of the defense and special teams fall apart.
Yep. I think the only aspect of the run game that could hurt us is RPOs. I think if our defensive linemen weren't playing out of their minds up to this point, Trenton Simpson is someone that I've keyed on that when there is a ball fake, meaning there's a handoff, but a quick fake throw to the outside, he hesitates for a half second. He's already halfway to the ball, but then he stops and then goes back to the ball. That split second can cost us in a really high leverage situation. So that can open up a little gap for Dallas. So the only thing I think they have is RPOs on us. I think if our defensive linemen can continue to maintain their gap scheme and just make sure they're penetrating, we shouldn't have an issue. But I think that's the only place we're all vulnerable, really.
Well, I'll turn this around as a question, because Simpson clearly is both a strength and a weakness in that way. I mean, he's a guy that I would prefer to have on the field in terms of his agility and ability to understand what's going on behind him in terms of pass defense over Malik Harrison, who's been the other option early in the season. Harrison has also had some missed tackling problems that have gotten them early. Would you be in favor of, first of all, keeping Simpson on in the early downs? And you mentioned Dime earlier. Are you at a point where you think the Ravens should be really taking Simpson off for a Dime back on a fair number of snaps?
I would consider that in terms of third and fourth down. Mm-hmm. I think he does bring value in the pass game, but like I mentioned, just the speed of the game, he's doing well for his pedigree as what he is right now, but he has just a half more step to be just that much more greater. And I think it's just going to take time for us to depend on him like we did Patrick Queen last year. So having the ability to use Dime and not just be hard-headed and continue to bang your head against the wall, I think that's back to your point last week of adaptability by Orr. This is right. Something he needs to look in the mirror and actually consider, because Trenton Simpson is a great player, but you don't want to hurt his development by having negative plays in high leverage situations. Continuing to protect him and give him opportunities at optimal points can better you in the long run.
I would strongly agree with that point on one very important point of it is that Orr, I think the more variation of scheme he shows, the better off he's going to be in terms of not showing patterns, not showing tells. If Kyle Hamilton is injured this week, having Bo Braid in as either a dime back or possibly even as a big nickel on some early downs wouldn't bother me at all. I mean, I think, you know, that might be a real possibility. I'd be most concerned about what he do in coverage. I really wouldn't be concerned about how he defended the run. He's looked outstanding at that in the preseason. And it would be nice to have a guy, you know, in the backfield throwing his body around with reckless abandon like we saw in that preseason.
Yep. And I think the frustrating part is I don't know what the hesitation is to go to dime, because if you really want to not give up the run, you can easily put Kyle next to Roquan, and now you have almost another linebacker in that position. And it's frustrating. I even told you in the first game, I was screaming for dime when they had Harrison, and just, it felt like they were just playing around. So I'm hoping later in the season, we're able to continue to get data and they're able to analyze formations and personnel and really be able to optimize exactly what they can do for success later on in the season. But I think just right now it's frustrating, because I've heard you mention on your defensive podcast review this week, he's done better than McDonald in his first two games as a defensive coordinator.
Let's say no worse.
Yeah. But I think in terms of where he's at right now, I think he's doing okay. I don't think it's too much of a problem.
Right. I basically agree with that. I want to see more pass rush variants, and that's my second point when we get to that. I'm sorry, did we do yours or not there? We talked about, we're still talking about controlling the run game here, right, so far?
Yep. So my second point would be, can we continue the four-man pass rush? Mm-hmm. That was very successful for us in the first and the second game, caused the interception. And also multiple sacks on third down last week. I think back to my point about dime, tying all that in, having the ability to rush four just opens you up even more to different packages and different schemes you can show. So it's, go ahead.
Yeah, I completely agree. That's there's no secret sauce to winning defensive football that's better than a four-man pass rush. If you can do that, you're virtually guaranteed success on the back end. But what I'd like to see the four-man pass rush continue. The last week,
didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code Ravens. So head to mood.com/Ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code Ravens when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They had 5 sacks on 29 four-man rushes, which is just outrageously good. They were 4 yards and change they still allowed on those plays. So it was really a significant variance thing. It was good. I mean, the average yards per play were good, but they did allow a couple big plays to go with all those sacks. And I think that's fine, because defense wins by variance, which is my second point. is that to get that, I'd like more variety of scheme to go there. And a variety of numbers is okay too. I mean, you know, you're going to rush, if you're going to rush 5, 20 or 25% of the time, go ahead and do that. You're oftentimes you're giving up on the extra player anyway, when you drop somebody else, like particularly if you drop somebody from the interior line, you're not recovering a pass coverage asset of any significance. You might help yourself a little bit in terms of a guy who could pursue Dak Prescott if he leaves the pocket, but you're probably not going to gain anything in terms of pass coverage ability by having somebody drop. But you know, obviously having somebody come at a different angle from the quarterback and having a four-man rush with an outside linebacker dropping in particular is, you know, it's a Ravens staple for many years, those zone blitzes. And I hope they'd be willing to do more of that rather than just rushing the base four every day. And by the way, that variance of pass rush, it comes at a cost. But you give up a coverage asset, you will give up some additional big plays. But both of their tackles have played very poorly to date. I think they're both are guys who can be put in bad decision making positions in terms of who they should block, an inside guy, an outside guy, and I think Baltimore will do well to make them make those choices.
Yep, and I to be. I don't think we have had any really exotic looks from Orr so far in terms of men at the line of scrimmage showing one thing and maybe switching out of another. I think that is maybe the next step in the evolution of his tenure. And I'm hoping it starts this game because, like you mentioned, Dallas is weak on the edges. Those corner blitzes, safety blitzes coming off the edge, making them figure out who to block. I mean, Zeke's an exceptional pass blocker. He's able to pick up the blitz and find the hole pretty well. But in terms of making the outside guys pick the right people to come on the blitz, I think that's going to be crucial. I don't know. Well, this is a question to you. Do you think Ojabo is a trade candidate at the deadline? If he continues to play at a certain level,
I mean, you know, honestly, if the Ravens have a bad record, all options are on the table. Okay. If Adisa Isaac comes on, he's practicing again, which is exciting. That he'll probably hit the field this week, or might anyway. That he might be a game day inactive.
Full practice too.
Yeah, full practice. It could be exciting to have him on the field. Last time he was on the field, he played some great football against the Falcons, I think, right? That second game. Yep. I think he was out for the first, played the second, was terrific, and then was out for the third. So I'd love to see him get back on the field. And you know, for a lot of reasons, the Ravens are highly incented to have him be the player they really take a look at this year over Ojabo, who's a year three player. You know, you always want to develop your year one player. They're a higher priority. So that's a possibility. I don't know that Ojabo is really worth anything at this point. And if he were to continue at this level, he's not going to be worth anything at that point either. So I think you pretty well play the hand you're dealt. You just might play him less snaps for the season. It might be Isaac who plays more snaps as the season goes on.
That's fair.
Anything else to say? Did you have another point to make? I'm sorry. I might have missed it or got him out of order here.
All good. I think my next point would be secondary versus CeeDee Lamb. Can they suppress his production while also keeping the other weapons in check? The main thing is, I know he didn't practice today. We'll see if he's available. If he's not, that's just better for the Ravens defense in terms of opening up the scheme. But if he is a go, then he needs to have attention on him. I don't think you just one-on-one with Humphrey or Stevens. That has to be a team effort, kind of like what they do against Tyreek Hill last year. It was pretty good. And Waddle, they were able to contain him somewhat. But you have to make the other guys win, and that's where our guys like Wiggins, Washington, are able to step up and make plays and just not let him break the game. Because we've seen what one receiver can do against us, Jamar Chase. Yeah. It's been evident.
The Ravens really need Wiggins back. And he's still out, did not practice again today. So critical to this defense in terms of really having the corner group excel and be, you know, play at a high level, be able to fill for other spots. So you can have Humphrey come in and play some nickel for you if you have Wiggins available. Jalen Armour Davis was out today as well. It was some sort of a personal day for him. So, you know, probably a driver's license renewal or something. I hope it wasn't something that silly, but, you know, some sort of personal thing he had to do. He'll be back on Sunday, provide them at least a little bit of depth. But Wiggins is really the guy. I mean, he's the future at corner. He's who they need to figure out what they have this year. And he's also the guy who's played great when he's been in there. So I hope they have him back and ready to play on Sunday. He gives them certainly a lot of options. I will say you're talking about like trying to erase Lamb, and there are ways to do that. That I think Orr has not shown a willingness to break from some of his base choices for the day. Obviously, this last week it was only two guys who were beating him, Adams and Bowers. I mean, you got to find some ways to rotate coverages to cover those guys, and they robber concepts are available. Eddie Jackson could have been used to try and help bracket either of them on particular plays. And it's not, I don't know how great that Gardner Minshew is on reading the field, but I'd also say Dak Prescott, you know, even though he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, he's a guy you could try and build your franchise around. He's mistake prone. I mean, he's perfectly capable of making mistakes when you put when pressure on him. Yeah. When given the opportunity. Yeah. It is more of a forced error guy. Minshew's interception last week, complete unforced error. Yes. And you know, the Ravens are just lucky to get gifts like that occasionally. But
I would have been curious to see how Wiggins would have done against a guy like Davante Adams. The recovery speed and the ability to just stay in his hip pocket. It's only scenarios at this point, but wow, it would have been a real opportunity for him to see where he's at in the league.
Yeah, that would have really been great, because Adams is, you know, not a pure speed guy anymore. He's much more of a crafty route runner. So you want the recovery speed should really play very well there. Or, you know, you if you want to play chase, and the Ravens really haven't done that yet this year, to have individual cornerbacks follow specific receivers. Like I said, we haven't seen that so far this year, but they could add, have Wiggins chase Jacoby Myers or somebody. And then that takes off your number two guy, covers. And then you have other options with your other corners of dealing with the more troublesome guy, Adams, or the tight end who's giving you trouble in Bowers. But all I really wanted out of that game, they were going to get some catches, but just rotate your coverages around, so it's not an easy read, easy pitch and catch read for Minshew play after play after play. And that's what I felt like they got that way later in the game, even though overall their pass defense was plenty good enough to win.
Yeah. And it's, I think the corners have a bounce back game. It was really a couple of fluky PI calls that really made him look bad. But overall, I think Humphrey had a really good game with the interception, finding the ball, which he usually doesn't do, but he did it. And Stevens found the ball as well in some capacity. I don't know, like the pass interference, he turned around and fought for the ball, which was upsetting to not get rewarded for that. But either way, I think we're progressing well on the outside. Wiggins comes back. I think I'm excited for the secondary. It's just health at this point, really.
Yep, me too. And I think the corners have been, along with the defensive line, one of the real strengths of the team so far. So we'll see if they can hold that up.
Even JAD is doing well.
Yeah, in his limited snaps. He had one snap this last week, and I think 15 the first week, which was actually a little surprisingly high, but they didn't throw at him. So that's always nice when that happens. Well, Frazier, always great to talk football with you. We'll be back. Take a look out probably tomorrow for the matchups episode for the offense. And tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at @X/Twitter at @F_Rave8. That's @F_RAVE8.
We're going to encourage folks to use #FilmStudyMailbag to give us questions for the matchup show in particular. So, in fact, if you'd use #FilmStudyMailbag and then also put a #matchups in there, that'd be great. And I'll be able to sort the questions easily enough that way. And you'll get them to Frazier and me. We'll try and address them on air. But thanks very much for all the loyalty of the show. Really appreciate the listeners and how much you engage with the show and how much you are very loyal, very clearly from the numbers in terms of your following of the show. For Fraser Tafari, this is Ken McKusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.